Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Dell Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A State Baseball Championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for Longhorns Baseball.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from Brazoswood High School in Clute, Texas, it's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio, the first 23-6A game for both of these clubs today. George Ranch comes in at 6-5-1 on the season. The host Buccaneers are 4-4 under Mike Cressman as everybody gets ready and kind of getting some last-minute touches done on the field as we get ready for afternoon baseball here in Clute. In our pregame show, we will have a short interview with Greg Kubza. We'll give you the lineups and get ready for baseball this afternoon from Brazoswood High School. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back in Clute at Brazoswood High School, waiting on the opening pitch. The George Ranch Longhorns are here, play their first 23-6A baseball game of the season against the Buccaneers here at Brazoswood High School. As we always do, we had a chance to talk to Greg Kubza. Here's our interview. We're with Greg Kubza a few minutes before the 2019 opener in 23-6A. First of all, let's talk about the district as a whole. How do you see the 23-6A district?
Well, as usual, it's going to be tough. Every ball game is going to count this year, and so, you know, this one is a big one. Brazoswood is always tough at home, and it's an important one for us.
You know, talking to coaches in basketball, football, and now in baseball, they always talk very highly about 23-6A in all the sports. It is a very, very competitive district year after year.
Yeah, it's rarely ever down. I mean, you don't find teams, they always find a way to reload, and so the competition is great, and so, you know, every game, like I said, every game counts, and so we're going to have to be on our toes today and play very well.
What's a thumbnail on your squad this year?
Right now, we need to have more consistency defensively. I've been happy with, you know, the pitching. We've thrown a lot of strikes, and we stay in the zone pretty well. Defensively, though, we've had some breakdowns. Swinging the bat, we've been in most ball games, but we got to find a way to close and finish.
And what about the Buccaneers? What do they bring in?
They're always good. you know, their record doesn't indicate, you know, how good they are. You know, they play some tough teams in non-district like we do. So I know they're going to be ready for today.
Good luck.
Thanks, sir.
Greg Kubza, just a few minutes beforehand, talking about the 23-6A district as a whole, his club, and then what the host Buccaneers bring into this ball game. Take another break here when we come back, starting lineups from Clute. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, here's the starting lineup for the George Ranch High School Longhorns, the visitors this afternoon here in Clute. Leading off, playing center field, Jacob Wilson. Batting second, playing third base, Trent Fuquay. Batting third, the shortstop, Anthony Aragues. Batting fourth, the DH, Gage Graham. He's hitting this afternoon for the catcher, Shane Moore. Batting fifth, and on the mound this afternoon, Preston Allen. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Nick Martinez. Batting seventh in right field, Brandon Kostelnik. Batting eighth, first baseman Ty Maeda. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Jaden Adams. Jacob Wilson, Trent Fuquay, Anthony Aragues, 1-2-3. Gage Graham, Preston Allen, Nick Martinez, 4-5-6. And the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Brandon Kostelnik, Ty Maeda, and Jaden Adams. Still don't have a lineup for the Brazoswood Buccaneers. They're at home plate exchanging those now. Greg Kubza, Mike Cressman are doing that, talking to the umpires and going over some ground rules here. So by the time Brazoswood comes up to bat, we will have a lineup. We'll see if we can get some positions, and actually we just got that, so we'll try to fill that in during the commercial break. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, back at Clute, Texas, and Brazoswood High School. Public address announcer is giving the lineups. First, the reserves for George Ranch being called out to the third base line as we get ready for baseball this afternoon. We did get the lineup for Brazoswood, but since they are out on the field first, we'll tell you where they're positioned, and then we'll go and give you the batting order as they come up to hit. On the mound this afternoon for the Buccaneers, Kate Johnson behind the plate, Mason C. At third base, Taylor C. Josh Alizna at short, Nick Zuniga at second, Devin Trevino at first base. Out in left field, Lane Armstrong, in center, Hayden Bundick, and in right, Juan Solis. The DH this afternoon for Mike Cressman's club is Sam Massey.
The DH number 16, Gage Grant. Number 19, Shane Moore. The pitcher number 2, Preston Allen.
And the starting lineup being announced here by our PA announcer.
Right fielder number 7.
Right fielder Brandon Kostelnik batting 7th. At first base, Ty Maeda batting 8th. And batting 9th at second base, Jaden Adams for George Ranch.
Longhorns are coached by head coach Craig Cobsa. And now for the reserves for the Buccaneers.
And where we're positioned here at Brazoswood, one of the big speakers right above us here, so you might be able to pick up the reserves and then the starting lineup for the Bucs. We'll try to help you out with that as we go.
Number 36, Zach Morris. Number 21, Colin Cox. Number 13, Cole Hillier. Number 32, Taylor Abel. Number 25, Matt Cusera. Number 23, Graydon Hill. And number 15, Maverick Polito.
And now the starting lineups
for the Brazoswood Buccaneers.
And rather than try and talk over the PA announcer, why don't you just listen into that?
the shortstop, number one, Josh Alesna. The catcher, number 14, Mason C. The right fielder, number 19, Juan Solis. The DH, number 7, Sam Massey. The left fielder, number 22, Lane Armstrong. The pitcher, number 18, Kay Johnson. The third baseman, number 11, Taylor C. The first baseman, number 5, Devin Trevino. And the second baseman, number 12, Nick Zuniga. The Bucks are managed by head coach Mike Creston, assistant coaches Chris Neighbors, Caleb Madaco, and Aaron Mason, and Joey Evans. The Buccaneers are managed by Bobby Jack and Willie Kane. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Gentlemen,
and ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Of our national anthem.
All right, getting ready for baseball this afternoon from Clute. The very first 23-6A baseball game this season for both clubs as they begin district play. Buccaneers are 4-4 in non-district play. George Ranch 6-5-1 in the non-district season. Big right-hander Cade Johnson on the mound for the Buccaneers. He'll face Jacob Wilson, Trent Fuquay, and Anthony Aragoos to start the ball game for George Ranch. George Conway making his way over to the first base coaching box. And as usual, Greg Kubza will take the same position at third. But it looks like this afternoon, Kubza will stay in the dugout. Mike Gazaway at third base. And we are underway. First pitch to Jacob Wilson is a ball. Ball one underway at 2:04 in Clute. Next pitch on its way to Wilson. That one's outside. Jacob way ahead now, 2-0. Longhorn center fielder hitting 237 coming into this ball game. This one fouled off at the plate, 2-1. On deck for George Ranch, the third baseman Trent Fuquay, followed up by the shortstop Anthony Aragues. Johnson's windup, 2-1 pitch. Is a little outside, 3-1. Three-one pitch on its way. That one is low and off the plate. And he walks Jacob Wilson on five pitches. That brings up third baseman Trent Fuquay. Fuquay hitting 200 in the early going here for George Ranch. Johnson looks over his shoulder at first base. Now comes to the plate. That one is off the plate. Ball one. Surely he knows about Jacob Wilson and his speed over at first. So he's got a lot to think about as he brings the 1-0 pitch. That's a breaking ball in for a strike. 1-1. Devin Trevino holding on Wilson at first. Glad you joined us this afternoon for live Longhorns baseball on GRHSI Radio, and Wilson is back at first. Got a lot of help from the Longhorn dugout. Just about everybody yelled, "Get back." Again, Johnson goes over to first, and Wilson is back. Fuquay looks down at third to Coach Gazaway and gets his sign. Johnson brings the 1-1 pitch, fouled off. Backs straight back at the screen by Fuquay. A little bit behind Johnson now at 1-2. Wilson with a good lead off of first base. Johnson comes to the plate. That one is high, 2-2. Cade Johnson walked Jacob Wilson on five pitches. And Fuquay now with an even count at 2-2. Nobody out. Top of the first. Pitch on its way. This one, a short soft line drive to second. That's taken by Zuniga and over to first base to Trevino. And the Bucks get the double play and erase Jacob Wilson. That brings up the shortstop, Anthony Aragues. Aragues hitting 206 in the early going for George Ranch. This one hit to Kate Johnson. Johnson over to first base, and the Bucks get out of the inning. One pitch to Aragues, and that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. At the end of a half inning, no score in Clute.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, Preston Allen on the hill for George Ranch, pitching in the bottom of the first. Preston Allen has appeared in four games this season. He's 0-2, 14.33 innings pitched, and an ERA of 5.86. As he starts this ball game, the first district game for both clubs, in 23-6A, he'll face Hayden Bundick, Josh Alesna, and Mason C. in the bottom of the first. Behind the plate, Shane Moore out in left field, Nick Martinez, Jacob Wilson in center, Brandon Kostelnik in right. Trent Fuqua at third, Anthony Araguz at short, Jaden Adams at second, Ty Maeda over at first. The DH today is Gage Graham for George Ranch. Preston Allen's first pitch is in there for a strike to Hayden Bundick. One pitch from the right-hander. This one hit in the right field. Base hit. Just out of the reach of Jaden Adams. And the Bucks have their first base runner on via the sharp line drive to right field. That brings up the shortstop, Josh Alesna.
Now batting this shortstop, number one, Josh Alesna.
Overcast day here in Clute, like it is all over the state, as we anticipate some rain maybe this evening and a little bit more tomorrow, but no threat of rain, just the overcast skies. Over to first base, and Allen made a good move over there, but Bundick is back. Ty Maeda, the first baseman, had to grab the ball and then kind of skip over Bundick's prone body. First pitch on its way to Alesna, outside, ball one. Preston Allen, a right-hander for George Ranch. Looks over at first to Bundick. Now comes to the plate. One off the plate as well, 2-0. Here's a delivery. That one is high. And Alesna way ahead of Preston Allen now at 3-0. Longhorns had a base runner. Jacob Wilson walked. Trent Fuqua lined out to second base, and they caught Wilson off of first for the double play. And then Araguz tapped back to the mound. That was George Ranch in the top of the first. Here in the bottom now, Hayden Bundick singled to right. And Alesna is at the plate with a 3-1 count. Over to first base. And the runner is safe. Another good move over there by Preston Allen. All right, Allen. In the stretch, 3-1 pitch is bunted down to Maeda at first. Nobody's covering up, and the runner will be safe. Josh Alesna poked one down the first base line. Ty Maeda had to come for that one, and Allen was slow getting over to first base, and Alesna beat that one out. Two straight singles for the Bucks. That brings up the catcher, Mason C. Good crowd here this afternoon in Brazoswood. Of course, LCISD is off for spring break. I presume Brazoswood is as well with the 2 o'clock start. So a lot of fans have turned out here in Clute to watch the ball game this afternoon. Greg Kubza calls everybody in to the mound as he talks things up with his infielder, pitcher, and catcher. He didn't like the way this one has started out. Aiden Bundick with a nice sharp single to right, and Josh Alesna pushed that bunt down to first, and nobody covered up. Ty Maeda fielded the ball but could not get the runner. So Preston Allen in a major jam here in the bottom of the first. At the plate, right-handed hitting Mason C., the catcher. Allen to the plate. Again, this one bunted down the first baseline. Maeda fields it and tags out Mason C. And the runners advance to second and third. So Mason C. did his job. And when Maeda put the tag on him, he kind of twisted his ankle and fell down on the first baseline. We'll see if Mason C. comes out for the top of the second.
Juan Solis.
All right, one out. Right fielder Juan Solis at the plate. Another right-handed hitter for Mike Cressman's club. Second and third, one out. Preston Allen to the plate. That one a little bit low, ball one. Bundick at third, Alesna at second via the sack bunt by Mason C. And now Solis at the plate with the 1-0 count. Again, Allen to the plate, swung on and hit back to the screen, 1-1. Good cut by Juan Solis, and that one's straight back to the screen. On deck, Sam Massey, the DH. Allen gets his sign from Shane Moore. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch is outside, 2-1. Took a lot off of that one. Kind of floated low and outside, 2-1 now to Mason, or check that to Juan Solis. Two-one pitch on its way. That one we can only think is low or was low. 3-1 count now to Juan Solis, the right fielder. One out in the bottom of the first. Runners at second and third now. 3-1 pitch on its way. This one again hit back to the screen. That fills it up now to Juan Solis. Bundick on third on the single to right. Josh Alesna on second with the bunt single. Both moved over by Mason C. Full count pitch is in there for a called strike. Preston Allen with the called third strike, his first strikeout of the ball game, and that takes some heat off of him now. Second out of the inning.
Sam Massey
brings up the DH, Sam Massey. Longhorn infield can back up a few steps now with two outs. Allen's pitch to Massey. This one hit on the ground, taken by the shortstop, Anthony Aragoos, and Aragoos over to first base, and that retires the Bucks in the bottom of the first. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on at the end of one. No score in Clute.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
The Longhorns will have Gage Graham, the DH, Preston Allen, the pitcher, and Nick Martinez, the left fielder, up here in the top of the second. Longhorns had something going briefly in the first inning. Jacob Wilson walked, then Trent Fuquay lined out to second. They caught Wilson off of first for the double play, and then Aragoos grounded out pitcher to first base to end the inning. See what Gage Graham can do here. And Graham picks on the first pitch and lines it into right field for a base hit. So the Longhorns, with their second consecutive leadoff hitter in, or on base rather, here in the second.
Now batting the pitcher, number two, Preston Allen.
Preston Allen, the pitcher, is next, hitting 265 coming into this ballgame. Johnson comes to the plate. First pitch, a little bit off the mark. Ball one. Sharp single to right field on the line by Gage Graham. Here in the top of the second. Johnson checks first, comes to the plate. That one's high, 2-0. Johnson again over his shoulder, looks at first, comes to the plate. This one fouled off and over the dugout on the first base side. 2-1 now to Preston Allen. That one hit into right center field, base hit. So the Longhorns, two consecutive singles here in the top of the second. And that brings up their leading hitter on the season so far. It's left fielder Nick Martinez hitting .476 for George Ranch. At first base, running for the pitcher is Seth McVay. Single to right by Gage Graham. Single to right center by Preston Allen. Brings Nick Martinez to the plate. On deck, the right fielder, Brandon Kostelnik. Johnson checks second, comes to the plate. That one a little bit high, ball one. Johnson in the stretch, just second, and comes. This one hit back to the mound. They go to second for one. The relay, they get the double play, and when they do, Gage Graham goes over to third. So the 1-6 3 double play.
Right fielder number 7, Brandon Kostelman.
Gage Graham. Is over at third. Brandon Kostelnik at the plate. In the windup now is Johnson. This one hit down to short to Alesna. Alesna over to first base, and he is out at first base on a close bang-bang play. That was deep in the hole for Josh Alesna. He righted himself and threw over, and it looked like the Longhorns might beat that one out. Brandon Kostelnik was running hard down the line. Umpire said no to that, and that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, one man left on base. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, we have no score from Brazoswood High School.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, bottom of the second coming up. Kate Johnson, the pitcher. Taylor C., third baseman. And the first baseman, Devin Trevino. The first three batters that Preston Allen will face here in the bottom of the second.
Now batting, the pitcher, number 18, Kate Johnson.
Both pitchers have gotten out of a jam. First pitch to Johnson is fisted down the first baseline, and Maeda gave chase and can't track that one down. Strike one. In the first, Preston Allen gave up two straight singles. Then he got Mason C. to ground out on a sack bunt. Juan Solis was caught looking, and then a ground ball to short and Anthony Araguz, and that ended the inning and the threat. And we'll talk about Kate Johnson's here in a second. Longhorns had consecutive singles in the top of the second, then a 1-6-3 double play, and then a ground out by Brandon Kostelnik, and Cade Johnson got out of his jam. He's at the plate now with an 0-2 count facing Preston Allen. Allen's windup, the delivery. This one hit foul down the third baseline. We're glad you joined us this afternoon for Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando, and we are glad to bring this one to you in a strike three called. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Preston Allen, and the second time a Buccaneer was caught looking at strike three. Brings up the third baseman,
Taylor
C. Taylor C's brother Mason behind the plate this afternoon for the Bucks. First pitch, and again, fisted foul over the first base dugout and the Bill Poland Fieldhouse here at Brazoswood. Juan Solis caught looking in the bottom of the first. Kate Johnson leads off the bottom of the second. and takes a third strike from Allen. This one hit in the air. Ty Maeda tracking this one down, now in foul territory, and it's off his glove for strike two. One was fading away from Maeda. Started down the line, and then the wind kind of blew it into foul territory, and he ended up trying to make a over-the-shoulder catch. Couldn't hold on. Nonetheless, strike two now to Taylor C. Here's Preston Allen's delivery, and this one hit right over second base for a base hit. Brings up first baseman Devin Trevino. Yeah, that's how it is in baseball. When you make an error or you fail to catch one in foul territory like Maeda did, the next pitch, the guy singles into right center field. So now Preston Allen will work with one out. He throws over to first, and Taylor C is back. One on, one out. At the plate, the first baseman, Devin Trevino. Again over to first base, and he's safe. One was closer than the last toss over there. Trevino yet to see a pitch from Preston Allen. First two throws went over to first base. Pitch on its way outside, ball one. Devin Trevino at the plate. 1-0 count. Preston Allen gets his sign from Shane Moore. Checks first, now comes to the plate. That one, a called strike, 1-1. Right at the knees for Devin Trevino. Couldn't pull the trigger on that one, and it's 1-1. Runner on his way. Throw goes to first. Now over to second, and the runner is safe. Taylor C. took off. Preston Allen did what he was supposed to do. Stepped off, threw to first, but C was halfway down to second. By the time Maeda got his throw down there, the runner was safe. So 1-1 count on Devin Trevino. Man on second and one out. Allen again gets his sign from Shane Moore. Checks second plate, base, comes to the plate. This one, a line drive over to second base, and the Longhorns get a double play. Jaden Adams took that one on the line, threw over to Anthony Aragoos to double off Taylor C. So both clubs have executed a double play where the runner left first base a little bit too early. Or in this case, second base, but left the base a little bit too early. That ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. At the end of two innings of play, no score from Brazoswood High School.
Carol and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond, or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
All right, back at Brazoswood High School, Ty Maeda, the first baseman, Jaden Adams, the second baseman, then the top of the order, and Jacob Wilson. First pitch by Cade Johnson in there for a strike. Ty Maeda hitting 212 for George Ranch. 0-1 pitch, curveball, fouled off and over beyond the field house here at Brazoswood. 0-2 now to the Longhorn first baseman. Right hand hitting Ty Maeda. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one bounces in, 1-2. Johnson trying to get Maeda to chase a 58-foot pitch, which he did not do. Gets his sign from Mason C. This one hit down to short and Alesna. Long throw and cannot be scooped out of the dirt. And Ty Maeda is on. Brings up the second baseman, Jaden Adams. Adams took that line drive through to Anthony Araguse to start and finish that double play in the bottom of the second. Batting here for the first time in the top of the third. Longhorns with a base runner. Third time in as many innings as the Longhorns have gotten their first man on base. This one is fouled off and out of play. Strike one. Starting the first, Wilson walked. In the second, Gage Graham lined one to right field for a hit. And now Ty Maeda reaches on the throwing error by Alesna. Johnson, 0-1 pitch. Just a little bit low, 1-1. One-one pitch is just a little bit inside, 2-1. Breaking ball didn't finish over the plate and stayed inside on Jaden Adams. One on, nobody out, top of the third. No score from Brazoswood. This one popped out of play again over the field house on the right side of the field. 2-2 now to Jaden Adams. Cade Johnson with the 2-2 pitch. This one hit into center field, base hit right over the second base bag into center field, and the Longhorns with two men on and nobody out with the single by Jaden Adams will flip to the top of the order, and center fielder Jacob Wilson. Good job of hitting by Jaden Adams, stayed with that one, and rolled one over the bag at second base. Two on, nobody out. Jacob Wilson walked and then was the victim of the second half of a double play in the first inning. Pitch by Johnson. That's a ball. Ball one. Ty Maeda on second, Jaden Adams on first. 1-0 pitch upcoming to Jacob Wilson. That one's low, 2-0.
what?
Both clubs with opportunities to score in the second inning, but pitchers relied on double plays and ground balls to get out of both of those. This one is a strike. Runner going to third. Ball thrown into left field. And Maeda will stay at third on the double steal. Jaden Adams down to second. That pitch was a strike to Jacob Wilson. Ball went into left field, but by the time Maeda got up, he was not able to advance. So second and third now with nobody out. And a 2-1 count on the center fielder. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is inside. 3-1 now to Jacob Wilson. Maeda reached on a throwing error by Alesna to open the inning. Jaden Adams with a single to center field. Now Jacob Wilson at the plate. Both men advanced on the double steal. And Wilson with the 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. That one stays up high, and Wilson for the second time walks to load the bases.
Now batting the third baseman, number 21.
Brings up the third baseman, Trent Fuqua. Fuqua lined out to the second baseman, Nick Zuniga. And Zuniga then caught Wilson off of first on the double play. Bases loaded, nobody out, top of the third. Cade Johnson working out of the stretch. Here's a pitch. This one hit on the ground to short. They'll come over to third base, and they get the runner at third base, Jaden Adams, but the Longhorns get the run.
Now batting the shortstop, number 5, Anthony Aragoos.
Trent Fuqua drives in the first run on the fielder's choice. They went over to third base and got Jaden Adams on the 6-5 put out. Wilson down to second base. One out brings up shortstop Anthony Aragoos. First pitch is a called strike. Johnson checks second this time, comes to the plate, swung on and missed. He's way ahead of Anthony Aragoos now at 0-2. Longhorns lead 1-0. We're in the top of the third in Clute. Very first 23-6A game of the season. Pitch on its way. This one fisted down the first base side and foul. New supply of baseballs being thrown in from both dugouts. Had so many foul balls and many of them way past that field house on the first base side. Nobody's tracked those down yet. Batter steps out, so Johnson steps off. Now Aragoos is ready. Johnson gets his sign from Mason Say. Checks second again. And the 0-2 pitch. This one hit to second base, and it goes through the second baseman. Wilson will score, and over to third base goes Trent Fuqua on the Anthony Aragoos single that goes through the legs of Nick Zuniga at second base. Longhorns lead now 2-0. Two errors in the inning, one by the shortstop Alesna, and then this one by Nick Zuniga at second base. Brings up the DH, Gage Graham. Got the first Longhorn hit in the top of the second on a line drive to right field. On a called strike. Graham tried to hold up. Umpire said yes, he did, and rung him up, 0-1. Owen pitch is hit in the air to center field. Hayden Bundick has that one. And here comes Fuquay home with run number 3 for George Ranch.
Hey, let's go, boys. Spray jacket.
Productive. Good job. Productive. Not a baby.
Now batting the pitcher number 2, Preston Allen.
Aragoos stayed at first base. Fuquay came in on the sack fly by Gage Graham. Brings up the pitcher, Preston Allen. First one is a called strike to the Longhorn pitcher. This one is popped up. First baseman Devin Trevino gives chase, and he can't get that one as he runs into the wall over there beyond first base and beyond the dugout. Right, 0-2 now to Preston Allen. Longhorns have given their starter now 3 runs to work with here in the top of the third. O-2 pitch to Preston Allen. Swung on and missed. That's the end of the inning now for the Longhorns. But not before they push across 3 runs here in the top of the third. In the inning, 3 runs on 1 hit, 2 errors, and 1 man left on base. At the end of 2.5, it's the Longhorns 3 and the Buccaneers nothing.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, Nick Zuniga, the second baseman, leads things off for the Buccaneers in the bottom of the third. Then the leadoff hitter Hayden Bundick and the shortstop Josh Alesna. First pitch by Preston Allen misses. Ball one. This one hit down to third, just inside the line into left field. Base hit. Got by a diving Trent Fuquay over there and into left field. Red ball. single number four, or hit number four, rather, for the Bucks. Longhorns with four hits. More important stat on the scoreboard are the three runs that the Longhorns posted in the top of the third. They lead 3-0. Now the center fielder, Hayden Bundick. Bundick opened the game for the Bucks with a single and went around as far as third base before that inning ended in the first. Allen's pitch. This one hit in the air. Second baseman Jaden Adams measures this one, and he's got it for the first out of the inning. Brings up the shortstop, Josh Alesna. Alesna also got a single in the bottom of the first. Got as far as second base. Looked like the Bucks would have a big inning brewing there. But then the sack bunt by Mason C. The strikeout looking by Juan Solis. Then a ground ball out, and the Longhorns got out of that inning when they were facing two men on and nobody out. One on, one out, Alesna at the plate. Over to first base, and the runner's back. Allen checks Zuniga at first base. Comes to the plate. One fisted down the right field line, foul, and out of play. See what the count is here. It's 0-2 rather than 1-1. So 0-2 to Josh Alesna. Allen checks first, now goes over to first, and the runner is back. Maeda had to kind of reach out for that one. No opportunity to tag Zuniga. O-2 pitch on its way to Alesna. He puts this one into right field. Base hit. Taken out there by Kostelnik. Kostelnik gets the ball in to second base. Now the Bucks again with something brewing here in the bottom of the third. Brings up the catcher, Mason C. That one again was kind of fisted out there. It went right over Ty Maeda's head and into right field, close to the right field line. Kostelnik tracked that one down and got it in. Now two men on and one out. And the catcher, C, who was put out unassisted by Maeda when he put down the sack bunt in the first. This one hit into right field, and that's a base hit. Kostelnik can't field the ball. It gets by him. One run will score. The second run coming around, and he scores, and it's 3-2. Mason C. with the base hit over the second baseman, Jaden Adams, into right field. And then Kostelnik overran that one. It got behind him. Zuniga scored. Alesna scored. And C. went to second base. Now pinch runner out at second base for the catcher, C. Longhorns lead by one now, 3-2. Came into this inning leading by three. That one's low to Juan Solis. Inning started with a single by Zuniga. A pop-out taken by Adams at second base, retiring Hayden Bundick. Then a single by Alesna. The single and then the error out in right field on the fielding of that single to right by Brandon Kostelnik brought around two runs. One and one count now to the right fielder, Juan Solis. He was caught looking in the first inning, the first strikeout by Preston Allen in the game. All right, Allen checks second. Now comes to the plate. This one hit to right center field. Center fielder Wilson tracks that one down, and the runner takes off from second and makes it into third without a throw. Two outs now on the sack fly by Juan Solis. Maverick Polito is the courtesy runner on third base. That brings up the DH, Sam Massey. Massey grounded out to Anthony Araguse at short to end the threat in the first inning. Pitch to Massey. That one out. And 1-0. Pitch, and Massey could not hold up. 1-1.
Back up the throw.
Go with it here, Sam. Go with it.
Go 7. Okay, 7
jumbo. 1-1 pitch on its way. That's a called strike. 1-2. Preston Allen battling back here against Sam Massey. One on, two outs, two runs in now for the Bucks. One hit into right field, and Kostelnik has it on the line to end the inning here in the bottom of the third, but not before the Bucks score twice on three hits and an error with one man left on. At the end of three innings, it's the Longhorns 3 and Brazoswood 2.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
We are on the road this afternoon at Brazoswood High School in Clute, Texas. We will be back at the ranch on Thursday afternoon, another afternoon game during spring break. We will be on the air at 1:45 and the opening pitch at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Leading off top of the fourth, left fielder Nick Martinez. First pitch to Martinez is a ball, ball one. Nick hit into a double play in the second. One is in there for a strike, evens the count now at one apiece. Kate Johnson in the windup. 1-1 pitch sails high, 2-1. On deck, the right fielder, Brandon Kostelnik, and then Ty Maeda. Ball a little bit inside, 3-1 now to Martinez. Three-one pitch misses the mark, and Martinez heads down to first via the walk. Brings up the right fielder, Brandon Kostelnik. Kostelnik grounded out to Alesna in the second inning, batting here in the fourth. First pitch called strike to Brandon Kostelnik. And again, the Longhorns get their leadoff hitter on base twice via the walk. Once on a base hit by Graham, and then once on an error. And the throw goes over to first base. Martinez is back. Johnson checks first, comes to the plate, breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-2. George Conway over at first base. Mike Gazaway at third. Coach Kubza in the dugout. Swung, fouled at the plate. Still 0-2 to Brandon Kostelnik. On deck, Ty Maeda. Longhorns lead 3-2. Longhorns got three in the top of the third. Bucks got two in the bottom. Someone again fouled off at the plate. Still 0-2 to Kostelnik. Getting a little darker here, but we've gone in and out of that. It's been overcast, you know, all day, both back in Sugarland and Richmond and now down here in Clute, but not expecting any rain. Swung on and missed by Kostelnik. Second strikeout on the afternoon by Cade Johnson. One out brings up the first baseman, Ty Maeda. Maeda reached base, leading off the third on an error by Josh Alesna. Throw goes over to first base, and Martinez is back. All right, Johnson to the plate, swung on and missed by Maeda. That one up near Maeda's eyes, and he couldn't hold up or keep his swing, his bat from going through the zone. That one a little bit inside, 1-1. Johnson over to first base, and Martinez is back. Good lead at first. Here's the pitch. This one is a strike down to second base, and he is out. Well, the pitch was called a strike, and then Mason C. threw out to Josh Alesna down at second base and threw out Nick Martinez. Two outs now and a 1-2 count on the first baseman, Ty Maeda. One-two pitch on its way. That one is high, 2-2. Two-two pitch on its way from Johnson. Swung on and missed. So Johnson gets his second strikeout in the inning, third of the afternoon. And that ends the Longhorns batting here in the top of the fourth in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. End of 3.5. Still Longhorns 3. And the Bucks 2.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at Brazoswood High School, the Bucks will have Cade Johnson, Taylor C., and Devin Trevino, the first three hitters here in the bottom of the fourth. Longhorns lead by one, 3-2. Longhorns scored three runs in the top of the third, led 3-0 until the Bucks batted in the bottom of the third, posted three hits. There was an error in right field causing two runs to score, and that's the way the inning ended. The Longhorns' three-run lead is now down to 1-3-2. Preston Allen in the windup. First pitch to his mound counterpart, Cade Johnson. That one's a ball. Ball one. Longhorns came in here 6-5-1. Buccaneers at 4-4 in non-district play. And this is the first one in 23-6A. Balled off at the plate. 1-1 now to Cade Johnson. Johnson caught looking for the second strikeout that Preston Allen posted. This one hit on the ground to Anthony Araguz at short. Over to Ty Maeda at first base. One out. Brings up the third baseman, Taylor C. Taylor C. singled in the bottom of the second and then was erased on the front end of a double play. Coach Cressman talking to his third baseman midway between the plate and third base.
Now batting the third baseman, number 11, Taylor C.
All right, that conversation is over. Taylor C. takes his spot in the right-hander's batter's box. First pitch by Allen is fouled straight back, 0-1. All right, the 0-1 from Allen. This one lifted into center field, but the second baseman, Jaden Adams, coasts out for that one and puts it away for out number two. Brings up first baseman, Devin Trevino.
Now batting the first baseman, number five, Devin Trevino.
That one looked like it would carry much further out into center field, which is what I started to say, but the wind certainly knocked that one down. Now the flag is blowing from, you know, left center over towards right center, so it kind of knocked that one down a little bit. Jaden Adams was able to coast out into just short center field out there and make the play. First pitch called strike to Devin Trevino. Trevino lined out to Jaden Adams in the bottom of the second and started that double play. Swung on and missed. And Preston Allen way ahead now of Trevino, 0-2. Allen's windup, the 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And Allen picks up strikeout number three on the afternoon in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. At the end of four, Longhorns still lead by one, 3-2.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
She say I'm the
You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tirando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Back at Brazoswood High School, top of the fifth inning, Longhorns will send Jaden Adams, Jacob Wilson, and Trent Fuquay to the plate in the top of the fifth.
Now batting the second baseman, number eight, Jaden Adams.
Jaden Adams singled in the third inning. Batting here in the top of the fifth. First pitch swung on and missed. One pitch from Johnson, a little bit low, 1-1. This one hit into left field, but foul. Pulled it a little too much. Pulled it beyond the line in left field. Now 1-2. Facing Jaden Adams. Here's Kate Johnson's pitch, and that one bounces in 2-2. One bounced in off of Mason C. and caromed over here by the George Ranch on deck circle. Pitch on its way from Cade Johnson. This one hit down to short and Josh Alesna. He straightens up and throws and nails Jaden Adams at first base, one out. Now the top of the order and Jacob Wilson. Wilson has walked twice. Came around to score in the top of the third. First time in five innings now that the Longhorns haven't gotten their leadoff hitter on base. This one hit on the ground, also to Josh Lesnett short. Throws over to first base and gets Jacob Wilson. And now the third baseman, now Trent Fuqua.
Number 21, Trey Fuqua.
First pitch is a called strike. Fuqua lined out to second in the first inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. That one is high, 1-1. Next pitch by Cade Johnson also misses the mark, 2-1. We're in the top of the fifth. From Brazoswood High School, Longhorns lead 3-2. One hit on the ground right over the bag at second base. And a hit for Fuqua. That extends the inning, brings up the shortstop, Anthony Aragus.
Now batting the shortstop, number 5, Anthony Aragus.
Anthony 0 for 2, grounded out to the pitcher in the first, reached on an error in the third. One man on, two outs, Longhorns lead by one. First pitch, called strike. One inside, 1-1.
Be there for the short back, Nick. All right, Nick's there if you need him there, Taylor.
Hands on it. No kid.
Johnson checks first, comes to the plate. That one. That was swung on and missed by the batter, Aragus. Umpire calls batter interference and calls Aragus out at the plate. And the Buccaneers have already left the field. Greg Cubs is out there demonstrating what he saw for the umpire. Pitch was outside, and Aragus swung at it, trying to protect the runner heading down to second base. But the umpire called interference. Aragus still standing near the plate with the bat in his hand, but the Bucks have already left the field. Out at second base is Fuqua. He's also keeping his position while this gets sorted out. Now the home plate umpire is going to check on his check on it with his counterpart out at second base. Looked to me like Aragus was trying to protect the runner. Pitch was outside, and he had to lean out a little bit. And they call him out after conversation. So, batter interference called on Anthony Aragus ends the inning for George Ranch. In the inning, no runs, one hit. No errors and one man left on after four and a half. It's the Longhorns 3 and the Buccaneers 2.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
We move to the bottom of the fifth. Nick Zuniga, Hayden Bundick, and Josh Alesna, the three batters due up for Mike Cressman's Buccaneers here in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting the second baseman, number 12, Nick Zuniga.
First pitch is lined out to center field, but Jacob Wilson is there, and one pitch, one out. Now the top of the order, and Hayden Bundick. Hayden Bundick singled in the first, left stranded at third base, and then popped out to second base. He is one for two as he bats here in the bottom of the fifth. Another afternoon start on Thursday. This one back at the ranch with A-Leaf Hastings High School. We'll be on the air at 1:45 and have the opening pitch at 2 o'clock. Live Longhorns baseball on GRHSI Radio. First pitch was a called strike to Bundick. Preston Allen's 0-1 pitch is hit foul towards the Longhorn dugout, 0-2. Things have brightened up considerably here now in Clute. That one is outside, 1-2. Kind of ebbed and flowed between getting dark here and looking like it's going to rain and then lightening up here. We're in the lightening up portion right now. This one is hit foul over the field house in the first base side. One is in the dirt, 2-2 to Hayden Bundick. Nobody on, one out. Play here in the bottom of the fifth. Preston Allen's delivery. Just a bit inside, apparently. Our vantage point is on the third base side, and we're looking at the back of the right-handed batter's box, so that's our perspective, and that one inside as well, and Hayden Bundick walks, brings up the shortstop, Josh Alesna. We have a good vantage point for up and down, not a very good one for inside or outside pitches to the batters, especially the right-handed batters. Lesna, 2 for 2, and scored a run. Comes to the plate, and that one is high, ball one. Preston Allen checks first, now goes over to first, and the runner's back. First walk issued by Preston Allen this afternoon. In the stretch, checking first. Now the batter calls timeout, and the pitch won't count. Allen was looking in at the plate, head going up and down, trying to keep the runner close. Batter had enough of that and stepped out. Now he's back in. This one over to first base, and the runner's safe. Allen has given up five hits, walked one, and struck out three this afternoon. Again over to first base, and the runner's back. He had Bundick off the base, and the throw was there, but it was a little bit high, and Maeda could not put a effective tag on Bundick. And that one gets by Maeda on the pickoff attempt. Bundick around second base. The throw to third, and that one is cut off. And Alesna is at the plate now with Hayden Bundick at third base. That'll be an error on Preston Allen on the throw. It got by Ty Maeda and went all the way to the fence in foul territory on the first base side. And Hayden Bundick went all the way around to third. Josh Alesna, two for two this afternoon at the plate with a runner at third. Pitch is right down Main Street, 1-1. Line score looks like this. Longhorns 3-5-2. Buccaneers 2-5-2. According to my scorebook, they only have one error listed for the Bucks up there, but I think there was two. This one is bunted foul. And Alesna now behind Preston Allen, 1-2. Longhorn scored three in the top of the third. Bucks answered with two in the bottom of the third, and that's where we are, 3-2. If you heard Greg Cubs' interview in the pregame show, he said these Bucks will keep coming at you and coming at you all game long, and they've certainly done that. They've weathered a few storms on the mound. Kate Johnson has done that, and they got a couple runs and answered what the Longhorns had done in the top of the third. All right, Preston Allen is ready. 1-2 pitch on its way. This one is popped up near the Buccaneers dugout. That one will hit the roof of the field house. This one will come down on this side of the field house. So we can put that one back into play. Still 1-2 to Josh Alesna, the shortstop. We mentioned spring break for both of these schools, so a good crowd out here at Brazoswood High School. 1-2 pitch is bunted foul, so Josh Alesna is out for strikeout for Preston Allen. That's two outs. Brings up the catcher, Mason C. He put down a sack bunt in the first and singled in the third. Swan has popped up again towards the Buccaneers dugout. That one will hit the roof of the field house, but then skip over on the far side. Somebody will have to track that one down. Too long. Shane Moore giving the sign to Preston Allen. A little bit too long for Mason C. He stepped out, but now he's back in and Allen is ready. Here's the pitch. Swan foul down the third baseline. Count is 0-2. The scoreboard said 1-2, but that's been corrected. So the 0-2 pitch on its way. That one skips in. Now it's 1-2. Greg Cubs asked from the dugout, did he go through the zone with his bat? Answer from the home plate umpire was no. He checked with the second base umpire. He said no as well. So the count stays at 1-2. Pitch on its way. One hit deep to left field. Nick Martinez is there and tracks that one down. The wind helped out when that one was hit. Looked like it was going to carry into the gap in left center, but the wind knocked that one down. Nick Martinez took care of it from there, and the Longhorns are out of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of five, Longhorns still lead by one, 3-2.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
We're the Lariat's varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
We move to the top of the sixth. It's Gage Graham, Preston Allen, and Nick Martinez due up for George Ranch. Longhorns still lead by one, 3-2. Both clubs scored all their runs in the third inning. Longhorns with three in the top, and the Bucks answered with two in the bottom of the third. Gage Graham officially one for one with a single in the second and a sac fly in the third. Drove in a run with that sac fly. Cage Johnson's delivery is a called strike. Oh, one pitch on its way. This one lined in the left center field. Base hit. Taken by the left fielder, Elaine Armstrong out there. And a good ringing single to open up the sixth inning by Gage Graham. Brandon Pearson is the courtesy runner heading out to first base. Gage Graham, two for two with that RBI sac fly. So a good afternoon for Gage Graham. Brings up the Longhorn pitcher, Preston Allen. Allen with a single in the second and struck out in the third, batting here in the top of the sixth. Getting that squared away with the umpire. Brandon Pearson is the pinch runner at first base, not a courtesy runner. He's doing that for Gage Graham, but Graham will re-enter when his place in the order comes back around. Cubs are making that clear to the umpire.
Previous batter was number 16, Gage Graham.
One on, nobody out. Top of the sixth. Longhorns lead 3-2. Gade Johnson checks Pearson. This one hit on the ground. Second baseman steps on second, throws to first, and gets the double play. Brandon Pearson was unsure whether he was out at second or not, but that was the call. Second baseman Nick Zuniga fielded that one right by the bag, stepped on second, and threw over to first for the double play. Brings up the left fielder Nick Martinez. Martinez officially 0 for 1, grounded out in the second inning, walked in the fourth. Now Kate Johnson way ahead of Martinez 0-2. O-2 pitch on its way. Called third strike on Nick Martinez. That is strikeout number four for Cade Johnson. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, Longhorns lead by one, 3-2.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
She say,
You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thanks, Michelle. It's the bottom of the sixth here in Clute, Texas, at Brazoswood High School. Juan Solis, Sam Massey, Kate Johnson due up for the Buccaneers. Preston Allen still on the mound for George Ranch. Longhorns 6-5-1 during their non-district schedule. And the Buccaneers at 4-4 coming into this game. Solis caught looking in the first. And sack fly in the third. First one hit on the ground on to third base. Fuquay over to Maeda at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the sixth. Brings up the DH, Sam Massey. He's 0 for 2. He grounded out to Araguz at short and then lined out to Brandon Kostelnik in right field in the third, batting here in the bottom of the sixth. First one hit straight back to the screen, 0-1. On deck, the pitcher, Kate Johnson. Wind has picked up here and has changed direction, actually. That one skips in, 1-1. We talked about that ball that Nick Martinez caught a couple of innings ago, where the ball, the wind rather, was blowing from left center to right center. Now the flag is blowing in just about the opposite direction. It's blowing up over the left center field wall. Swung on and missed, 1-2 to Sam Massey. One 2 pitch on its way. This one lifted to left field. Nick Martinez back a few steps and in a few more and puts that one away for out number two. And now the pitcher, Cade Johnson. He's 0 for 2. Struck out looking in the second. Rounded out to short in the fourth. First pitch on its way, fouled off at the plate, 0-1. We're into our count here. Preston Allen entered this inning with 65 pitches through five innings. He's thrown six in this inning. This one's in there for a strike. 0-2 now to Cade Johnson. A fairly efficient game for Preston Allen. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed. And that's Allen's fifth strikeout on the afternoon as he gets his mound opponent, Cade Johnson, to swing and miss. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of six, Longhorns still lead by one, 3-2.
Carroll & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Carroll & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Carroll & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
All right, back for the top of the seventh. The Longhorns will send Brandon Kostelnik, Ty Maeda, and Jaden Adams to the plate here in the seventh, trying to push another run across or two, get a little space, breathing space for Preston Allen when he takes the hill in the bottom of the seventh. Longhorns lead by one, 3-2. They got three in the top of the third. Bucks answered with two in the bottom. Johnson's first pitch, line to second base, but Nick Zuniga is there. One pitch and one out for the Longhorns in the top of the seventh. Stelnik hit that one hard, got the barrel on it, lined it out to Nick Zuniga at second base. Ty Maeda at the plate. That's Nathan Hamburg at the plate, batting for Maeda. ...0-1 pitch to Hamburg. This one is low and inside, 1-1. Go ahead. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed on the breaking ball, 1-2. And we'll look for Nathan Hamburg to take Maida's place at first in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 pitch by Johnson. Little bit outside, 2-2. Two-two pitch, and umpire said that Hamburg went around. Ball escapes Mason Say for a bit. He throws it down to first, so the strikeout and put out of Nathan Hamburg brings up Jaden Adams.
Now batting to second baseman number 8, Jaden Adams.
Strikeout number 5. Adams 1-for-2. Got the single in the third, grounded out in the fifth. First pitch called strike to the Longhorn second baseman. Johnson in the windup. One low and inside, 1-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the seventh, it'll be Taylor C., Trevino, and Zuniga coming up. This one hit on the ground on a two-hopper back to Cade Johnson. He throws it over to first base, and that's it for the Longhorns in the top of the seventh. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of 6.5, Longhorns by 1, 3-2.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Woo! All right, thank you, ladies. Back at Brazoswood High School, Taylor C., Devin Trevino, Nick Zuniga, the scheduled batters for the Buccaneers here in the bottom of the seventh. Longhorns lead by 1, 3-2. Preston Allen still on the hill for George Ranch. By our count, Cade Johnson finished with 86 pitches, assuming the game doesn't go into extra innings. And Preston Allen is starting this inning with 73 pitches, if our count's correct. All right, first baseman, third baseman, rather, Taylor C. at the plate.
Taylor C.
Allen gets a sign from Shane Moore. Here's the pitch. This one bounces in, ball one. That one took a bite out of the umpire's mask. Bouncing in, got by Shane Moore, and clipped the umpire on the mask. Preston Allen has given up 5 hits. He has 5 strikeouts and walked just 1. In the windup, the 1-0 pitch to the plate. This one hit out to right, and Brandon Kostelnik, and he tracks that one down, 1 out in the bottom of the seventh. Brings up Devin Trevino, the first baseman.
Now batting the first baseman, number 5.
Devin is 0-for-2, lined out to second base in the second, and then struck out in the fourth. One fouled off and behind the plate. Strike one. One pitch on its way from Allen. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Diving stop there by Trent Fuquay. Sends it over to first base. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Nice play by Fuquay at third. Diving stop to his left. And then righted himself and threw across the diamond for out number two.
Now batting the second baseman, number 12, Nick
and next hitter, Nick Zuniga. Zuniga, one for two. Singled and scored in the third. Lined out to center field in the fifth. Breaking ball is off the mark. Ball one. Words from Greg Kubza from the dugout. He wants Preston Allen to bring the gas. He does that time. That one misses 2-0. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Nobody on. Two outs. 2-0 pitch on its way from Preston Allen. This one popped up. This is called by Jaden Adams, and Adams puts it away. And the Longhorns win this one 3-2 and win the first game of the 23-6A season. Pop-up that looked, again, like it was going a little further out than it did. Wind kind of knocked it down, brought it over, and Jaden Adams squeezed it for out number three in the bottom of the seventh. Longhorns win it 3-2. We'll be back to wrap this one up from Clute. You're listening to live Longhorns baseball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
She say,
You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at Brazoswood High School, Longhorns a winner 3-2 in their first district game of the season. Came in here at 6-5-1. And that'll move to 7-5-1 as the 23-6A season opens up with a 3-2 victory here at Clute. Longhorns will be home for another afternoon game on Thursday. A-Leaf Hastings comes into the ranch. We'll be on the air at 1:45, have the opening pitch at 2 o'clock. That's live on GRHS iRadio. All the scoring by both clubs was confined to the third inning. Longhorns Ty Maeda led off, reaching on an error by the shortstop Josh Alesna, then a single by Jaden Adams, a walk by Jacob Wilson, a fielder's choice in the first Longhorn run by Fuquay, and then a sack fly and a second one by Gage Graham. Third one reached on an error, and so the Longhorns post three runs in the top of the third inning, and the Bucks came back with two runs of their own. Started out with a single by Nick Zuniga, a pop-up by Hayden Bundick, and then consecutive singles by Alesna and Mason C. Mason C's single was a clean one to right field. Then Kostelnik overran that ball in right, couple runs scored, and that was the end of the uprising from the Bucks, and that's how it ended. Longhorns a winner, 3-2, and we'll be playing again on Thursday afternoon. Hastings comes into the ranch. We'll have live coverage beginning at 1:45 p.m., and then the opening pitch right around 2 o'clock. Final score again, George Ranch 3 and the Buccaneers 2. The Longhorns post their first district victory rather of 2019. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll be on the air again Thursday afternoon, 1:45 airtime, 2 o'clock first pitch. So long, everybody.